Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mama of Many, day 24 of 2023. And I have such a prophetic message I sense the Lord wants to bring to your lives today. If I was to give this day 24 a title, it would be Two Little Boats Washed Up on Shore. No more. You're about to receive the word of the Lord today. And on Saturday night, as I was saying, I had this moment, more than a moment. I was freezing cold. We'd had kids' school matches that day. I'd spent a lovely couple of hours with our youngest and friends doing some pottery making out at a lovely place in Holt and painting. The kids were painting their bits of pottery. So were us mums too. We were having probably more fun than the kids. And when I got home Saturday night, I love to set the atmosphere. I love the atmosphere in our home to be one of fun, celebration. No matter what we go through in life, part of our motto as a family has been to live where the party never ends. Why? Because that is the price that Jesus paid for us to live the God life, to celebrate him. No matter what we're going through, we can celebrate that he always leads us in triumph. Sometimes we don't always get that right, and I certainly didn't on Saturday night. So in my moments, I was feeling freezing cold, and it didn't even strike me for a second as I'm then looking around, putting on the heat in the lounge, looking for hubby, and by the look on his face, it then struck me. We were out of oil, not for the first time, not even for the second time, but again. When I went to church on Sunday morning, our senior pastor, one of our nearest and dearest friends, he was ministering on and the word for this year that he feels is choose joy. And I love that. We've been bringing out that so much, the joy of the Lord that is our strength, how there's the differential between the children of the world and the children of God's word, and how we're going to be people of joy who demonstrate the strength of the Lord. How for the joy set before him, Christ endured the cross because he knew what was to come. And in these times, the Lord is teaching us to overcome in all things, and joy, which is different to happiness. We've said this before, happiness depends on happenings. It's external. Joy of the Lord. Actually, joy comes from one of the root words for grace, because joy is a kingdom attribute. The kingdom of God is one of love, joy, peace in the Holy Spirit. It's not of eating and drinking. It's not of the things of this world. The currency of the kingdom, I often say to you, isn't the currency of the world, which is money. The currency of the kingdom is faith. So we're going to be kingdom kids this year. And as he was speaking on that, I laughed with a friend, a great lifetime friend of mine afterwards, called Joy, incidentally. The message was choose joy. And I said, oh, I got it wrong last night. I didn't choose joy. In fact, I barely even chose my husband on Saturday night whenever I realized that we were out of heating oil. It was 0 degrees, hadn't been ordered. And then she laughed. Joy and all of her family had all lived with us, she reminded me, for a time when their kids were really young. And she said, I think that happened to us when we were all staying with you in between them building their home. And I remember it, there being no heating, the oil going again. I said, yes, and it happened again. So we don't always get it right. We need to choose joy. We need to choose life. And we need to choose what is right. So I chose my husband again very rapidly, very quickly. And God is getting to the very characters and the very core of our lives at this time, so that we're going to be able to overflow with his goodness, with his character, come rain or shine. That's what the Lord is doing, even through the trials and through those difficult times. May we radiate Christ. And whenever we don't always get it right, whenever our humanness just comes to the surface, when we're hungry and hangry, when we're cold, hey, what did Paul say? They went through so much affliction. They went through prison. They went through trials for their faith. And yet Paul was able to rise up and say, godliness with contentment is great gain. I have learnt in all things to be content. And that's going to be us this year as we live in the greater grace for the greater glory. We're going to be radiating his life. We're going to be permeating his victory story in every area of our lives. And we're going to walk increasingly in authority. So hence, you can see why behind me today, I've got the wood burner going. I've got about every heater going in our home. I've got the hat on. And just pretend today this hat is a fishing hat, if you like, because as we delve in prophetically to what the Lord gave me on Saturday night in bed, trying to get warm under the duvet, the Lord dropped this into my spirit. And I want to read and share this prophetically with you as the Lord reminded and brought this to me. And I really feel it's for many of you. I wept in my bed on Saturday night as the Lord brought this to me. So two little boats washed up on the shore. No more. Get up, don't give up. It's time to fill up once more. Luke 5, 1 to 11. Let me just read this for you. One day, as Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, a great crowd pressed in on him to listen to the word of God. He noticed two empty boats at the water's edge, for the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat in the boat and taught the crowds from there. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, now go out where it is deeper and let down your net to catch some fish. Master, Simon replied, we've worked hard all last night and we didn't catch a thing. They were tired. They probably felt torn. They were worn. But if you say so, I'll let the nets down again. And this time, their nets were so full of fish, they began to break. Oh, you thought, that dirty devil, all the trials you went through, all you have travelled and all you have fought over the past 5 years, you thought it was going to pull you down, take you out, was going to break you. But oh no, it's going to make you. The Lord is setting you up for your greatest win, your biggest catch, and it's in him. As the Lord says, get up again, go again, sow again. You are going to know again greater grace that is going to fill your nets. Greater glory is going to come upon you, and you are going to release such an abundance from God's kingdom come to you, through you, and the Lord is going to bless you above and beyond. And this time their nets were so full of fish, they began to break. The Lord would say today, I am about to bless my children to breaking point, that you are not going to have room enough to contain it. A shout for help, verse 7, brought their partners in the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. It's not enough for God to do it for one. God, through you, as you get a hold of his revelation and his word today, is going to break the banks and the nets of your life, and he's going to release his glory through you for everyone in Jesus' name. When Simon Peter realized what had happened, that the boats were then on the verge of sinking, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, oh Lord, please leave me. I'm not worthy of you. I'm such a sinful man. It's the kindness of the Lord that leads us to repentance. Our God is not an unjust, an unfair, a harsh God, but a loving Father. God is love. Love is God. Let's not misrepresent who he is and whose we are as we represent his character, his goodness through our lives more and more. As we arise and we take him at his word, we're going to release miracle working power. For he was awestruck by the number of fish they had caught, as were the others with him. His partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. Jesus replied to Simon, don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people. And as soon as they landed, they left everything and they followed Jesus. Two unused boats, wasted, empty, useless, just rocking back and forth with the lap of the sea. They'd given up. Their mentality was, whatever will be, will be. Have you ever been there? On comes Jesus to the scene. The fishermen had finished and were washing their nets. Do you feel like God has finished with you? Do you feel purposeless, tossed to and fro by circumstances, wasted, empty, used and abused, ready to call it quits and give up? Look up, turn around. You've had your head down for too long. Cleaning, desperately trying to mend nets and reminiscing over past failures and success. The ones you caught and the ones you let slip through the net. You were like those two boats washed up on the shore. You can't see Jesus has need of you. Yes, you anymore. But Jesus has need of you. Yes, you. And by the end of this message today, God is going to pour fresh faith and fire into you. And you are going to believe once more. To believe means the leaning of your entire personality, trust, dependency upon him, and you're going to win. Jesus got into one of the boats. It belonged to a fisherman called Simon. That previously wasted and empty boat became a resting place and a platform for Jesus, the creator of the universe, the maker of that little boat and the savior of the world. The time had come and that little boat would be required by Jesus to teach multitudes from. Oh, nothing has been wasted in your life. That which looked like wasted time has been your waiting time. And Jesus is about to shine his favour and his purposes upon you because he says, you are ready. You are ready, my child, to go in my overflow and to give great glory to my name once more. Your waste place will become a space filled with God's favour and grace. Your emptiness will turn to fullness. Your pain will become your gain and your problems will become your platform to proclaim God's goodness upon. So stand strong. Having done all, stand. You are going to outstand and outlast every enemy, for God's kingdom will outlast them all. In reckless abandonment, will you follow Simon's lead? Will you surrender your boat, your all, to Jesus so multitudes can benefit and be healed and freed? That's the question the Lord is asking today of you and me. After Jesus had finished speaking, he turned to Simon. Now Jesus was about to meet his need. Jesus is our personal God. All of the promises in his word you can make personal to you. He has a personal promised land for you, and he is your personal God of breakthrough. Jesus knew his pain. He saw his sacrifice. He placed value on his selfless surrender, and in return, Simon's obedience and trust would place a demand on heaven. It wasn't just Simon's boat that broke anchor that day, but Simon's faith was about to launch out into the deep and sail away. Are you ready to launch out once more into the deep? You won't be able to feel the ground beneath your feet, says the Lord. As you rise, you will swim upon the waters of faith, and defeat will retreat, and you are going to soar above it all, above every storm, by the word, my word, says the Lord. The Spirit and the Bride. Lord, we answer your call and we say, yes, we will go for you. Lord, overflow in and through us once more. And Holy Spirit, come upon us, for it's not by our might or power, but by your Spirit, Lord, that we are going to see your works, your wonders, your miraculous in the deep. We won't see it on the shore, but in the deep waters that the Lord is leading and drawing and calling us to at this time. Simon would be transformed into a radical follower of Jesus. From that extraordinary encounter with Jesus on an ordinary day, Simon's life would never be the same again. The winds of change had blown his way. The winds of change are blowing again today. Simon entrusted into the hands of Jesus more than a boat to borrow, but his very livelihood, the source of his life up until that point, he freely and he recklessly gave away. Jesus said, "Launch out into the deep for a catch." For the first time, Simon was losing himself in the sea of faith and launching into the depths of endless resource, opportunities and supply that would never run dry. There's no drought or famine in the kingdom of God, and heaven's rivers of blessing and provision will never run out, and his supply is endless. You will only know victory multiplied, says the Lord. Simon was about to embrace abundant grace, abundant glory, abundant authority. Simon answered Jesus. His response was hopeless, yet hopeful, power-packed and beautiful. "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." Faith says, only believe and you will receive. Biblical, Hebraic faith is not airy-fairy, wishy-washy. It is progressive. It is proactive. It's more than an ideal or thought process. With God, when you believe, you step up, you step out, and you achieve. It's a divine partnership. Heaven and earth collide every time you say yes to Jesus with your life. Faith is action. It is living, active, and participative, partnering with God for the miracle. Simon's faith required more than a feeling or words, but action. It pushed him beyond his limits and out into the deep, the scary unknown. That is where God calls every one of his own. It may seem dark. You may confront terror there. It may lead you to breaking points, just like those nets. But you'll be breaking only with God's blessing and fullness there. Faith is spelt R-I-S-K. Go on if you dare, for only the brave and the few will venture there. As God did for Simon, Jesus will bring you safe to shore with a miracle and so much more. Like Simon, you won't be able to keep the blessing to yourself. Blessed to be a blessing. Living according to God's word will cause you to work from a position of rest, not stress. And following the instructions of your King will result in heaven's blessed best. Striving will cease and God will release a miracle in your life and fill your boat today. He's bringing new partners, alliances, an army around you, your tribe that you will call family too. In the same way God's goodness caused Simon's nets and boat to overflow with fish, Jesus says afresh, go again, love again, try again, get up again. There is an overflowing double portion miracle waiting for you. Remember, faith requires action. When you believe, you go. Don't you know 2/3 of the name of God is made up of go. Just go. Just do it. Whatever he says to you, do it. And the Lord will fill it. The Lord will bless it. The Lord will miraculously release into it his overflow. And you will only know his fullness and glory as you go. You will know his power when you put movement into your feet and launch out into the deep. As if that's not enough, Simon's miraculous catch of fish didn't just fill one boat, but two. God is about to show up and to show off for you. In the middle of your emptiness, get ready for kingdom double portion fullness, as God blesses you there will be an overflow. No longer wasted and useless, but God will flow through you so you can reach out and bless a multitude too. Divine multiplication in double portion power is working for you. Two little boats washed up on the shore. That's not what Jesus sees. And that's not you or me anymore. He sees empty vessels, waiting, ready, called. Can you hear the gentle voice of Jesus, like the soothing lap of the ocean, say, I have need of you. Yes, you, today. He's calling you by name. Child, you are mine. Rise and shine. There were two little boats in the story, illustrating prophetically my double glory. It is time, double portion time. Heaven's compensation is restoration. Double for your trouble, sevenfold return for all that was stolen, 100-fold in this world and the one to come for my surrendered one. Oh, and 1,000-fold, for you now shall behold my greater glory, says the Lord. Greater grace, greater glory, greater authority. And that's why it's going to take his 1,000-fold blessing that is being poured out upon the lives of his own from his throne at this time. A signature verse for me. Years ago, I built my business, our business, God's kingdom property business, upon this promise from Psalm 107, verse 23. Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. Many stay back on the shore, but it's the few who will launch out into the deep, and there they will see and experience the impossible made possible and the much more of the Lord, for all the glory to go to his name. What's the Lord calling you to do in 2020? Thrive. You will thrive. You will not just survive. You will not just get by. But the Lord is pouring in to your little, what felt like washed up, washed out boat. Oh, but surrendered to him. He is about to fill you up and bless you to breaking point. As you go in his overflow, you will only know the greater grace, the greater joy, the greater blessing, the greater glory, the great authority of the Lord in this time, in Jesus' mighty name. Rise and shine. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this word today. Lord, I've just poured out as you poured it into me your way. And I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you, Lord, for those little boats that have felt like they were just washed up, washed out, lapping on the shore, but no more. They're no more lapping in their pain. They're no more toiling, Lord, in loss, but they are launching out into the deep, for heaven's greatest gain is before them. Miraculous power, miraculous blessings in this hour upon your church, I pray. Upon Israel, I pray. Your double blessings released in this day. We get to partner with heaven on earth. In Jesus' name, we love you, Lord. We're ready to go again. Lord, to sow again, and Lord, to see your glory revealed in ways like we have never before seen. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you today, and see you tomorrow for day 25 of 25 for 2023. God bless you.